Okay, welcome ladies and gentlemen. I'm calling to order the meeting, the Cabazon Water District meeting of October 18th, 2022 at 6 o'clock p.m. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moment of silence for our fallen servicemen and women. Okay, thank you. Please be seated. Roll call.
We have Director Taffy Brock.
Here.
Director Terry Tincher.
Here.
Director Diana Morris.
Here.
Director Alan Davis.
Here.
Director Sarah Warko.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollock.
Here.
Jonathan Abadesco, the artist, Jim Brown.
Here.
Cindy Byram, financial consultant.
Here.
The consent calendar, I need a motion to approve the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of September 20th, 2022, and the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of September 20th, 2022, and reaffirmation of Resolution 04-2021, declaring continual virtual meetings due to COVID-19.
I have a motion to accept 1, 2, 3, A, B, and C.
One second.
So motion to approve the consent calendar items A, B, and C. And sorry, it was made by Davis and seconded by a teacher. Director Brock?
Yes.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Workle?
Aye.
Okay. Warrants, none. Awards of contract, none. None to updates. Updates of the Community Action Committee update. There was something going on at the Community Center, so we were unable to use the Community Center that day. And I will let him know that he needs to find another place to start having the meetings. Outside of the community center?
Yes.
So we don't have that place for now.
Yeah, he also texted me and said they weren't going to do nothing until after the holidays.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're talking about going bi-monthly or tri-monthly for the meetings.
Okay. Next update is San Gregorio Pass Regional Water Alliance update. Director Brock.
Nothing to report. Sorry.
Okay. Next up is Cabazon Water District's operations report by our new general manager, Michael Pollock.
Okay. Had a couple meetings. First one was with Cindy regarding the direction of the budget and the goals of the board, so I can get a better understanding because I'm still fairly new here. So thank you for that, Cindy.
Welcome.
And Evelyn. And I did meet with the legal team of Best, Best, and Krieger and discussed upcoming contracts and the renewal of the Cabazon Outlet Water Service Agreement and the impact for the Cabazon Water District. Basically, the previous contract is up in December, so it'll be on new rates beginning of the year. So, new service charge and new commodities charge rates. So that'll And the Cabazon Water District also hired McCall's Meter Service to perform a meter efficiency test on the 10-inch meter. And the findings were there was no calibration required. At 10.4 gallons per minute, the meter read 95.2% accuracy. With the flow at 21.3 gallons per minute, the meter read at 99.3% accuracy. And at 38 gallons per minute, they read 100% accuracy, and the higher flow of 56.4 gallons per minute rate 98.5% accuracy. So simply put, the accuracy and the efficiency of the water meters are essential to the utility's financial well-being. So as I mentioned before, no recalibrations required. Everything is pretty well set. And I did meet with the staff to discuss the needed infrastructure improvements and the replacement of the Bonita PRV station. And I also met with Travis of Krieger and Stewart for his information to discuss the design and replacement of the Bonita PRV station, which was installed in 1964. It's an underground vault. The concrete is deteriorating. The pipeline is past its useful life. So we're looking at options to replace that, preferably above ground to get up to the fire station. And currently the consumer aging meter replacement program is ongoing, as well as the plant site maintenance, hydrant and air vac maintenance, including the remaining company assets. And since our last board meeting, September 20th, the district has completed two main leak repairs and replaced one service here on Broadway. We currently have two more mains to repair. Basically, the ground temperature changes when it's cool weather, so that's what's causing our leaks to pop up. And also, the Calvin Water District also updated their meter reading program that allows the meter reader to share information on the cloud so they can upload the routes on their handheld device with the internet here. And once it's uploaded, they can go out in the service area with no internet, read all the reads, input the data, and then come back and download it off the cloud and put it into the program, so our customer service reps won't have to do everything manually. So it's automatic, saves a bunch of time. And right now, they are the IT team, because it's a new program, the IT team is working on with the provider to have the meter reads timestamped. So when you're there, when you do the enter, you enter the reads, it will be timestamped when that read was entered. So that their IT department is currently working on that. And I did meet with Victor Diaz regarding the development of the 792 lots on the corner of Elm and I believe it's Bonita, heading out that way. So we had a couple of discussions, and I basically told him it is an install and convey project. He must install the pipeline and convey it over to us to maintain. But the first step is to provide an approved set of plans so our engineering firm can approve that going forward. And then the installation can proceed with an approved contractor that has an A license and $2 million worth of insurance. And that would be approximately the first phase, as he was looking at, was 3,000 feet of pipeline going from the last house towards Elm. 3,000 feet, approximately $150 a foot, with AWWA compliance on hydrant installations and everything like that. So you're looking at roughly a little over half a million for the pipeline installation. So that's the information that he left the meeting. So I believe he's also meeting with committees and trying to find solutions to move that forward. And we both agreed, you know, we're all for growth in the area. It would be nice. And he's doing what he can. He basically said he was the consultant. So he's trying to gather information just to move that project forward. And last of all, the Cabazon Water District staff completed the weed abatement on the center divider on Main Street, so that's been completed. Everything looks more pleasing to the eye. Everything's completed there. And that's all I have for now. Okay.
Thank you. Moving on to new business, we have the report of audited financial statements for 2021-2022 by Fedick and Brown.
So good evening, dear board members, district team, and members of the public. So I'm here to present to you the financial statements, audited financial statements of the district for 2022. So every year, state law requires the district to have an audit performed by a qualified CPA. So by January 31st of the following year, a copy of the audit report and the results of the year's operations must be submitted to the auditor's controller's office. So on page 34 of 91 of the board packet, which is page 4 the audit report.
Did you say 34? I'm sorry.
34.
Thank you. I was reading something.
So the firm issued a clean opinion since the district's financial statements is properly presented in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles in the U.S. Okay. So if we move to page of 38 of 91 of the board packet. I would like to point out that the district has unrestricted net position of $1.5 million for 2022 compared to $1.2 million in 2021. If you move to page 39 of 91 of the audit report, of the board packet, 39 of 91, of the board packet. So total revenues of the district is almost exactly the same as prior year, which is $1.8 million. So, but total expenses increased by roughly $167,000 due to engineering services. Went up by $78,000, and pumping and water treatment also increased because of electricity rates going up as well. Also, there was an increase in depreciation expense due to increase in the district's capital assets. Okay, so going back to this page. So I would like to say that the total cash balance of the district remained strong at $1.3 million compared to $1 million from the prior year. So I think that concludes my presentation. So if you have any questions, please let me know.
Okay, next up is review and amend the fiscal year 2022-2023 budget. I do believe that you guys should see two separate handout that Evelyn gave you. This should be a separate one because we amended it from finance and audit.
Okay. Well, I'll take you through the changes. Feel free to ask any questions as we go along. Good evening, board. I'm going to start with the revenues. The only thing that we adjusted in revenues was adding to the basic facilities fee. And we did that based on what we know is revenue that is going to come in. It's hard to predict what will happen beyond the rest of the year, so we're not going to inflate it any more than that. But it did bring in an extra $56,000. Do you have a question, Director Tincher?
No.
Okay.
And which ones are that? Denny's and?
There's a Denny's. I don't remember. Ellen gave us a list of things, and we went through it and added them together.
They shake. Regular service installation.
And the Denny's.
Yeah, we assigned two more today. Some more service
installation. Oh, okay.
Does that include Chick-fil-A or is that not?
No.
That's not on the table yet.
Two customers in the service area.
Okay.
Yep. Just residential.
Okay, and row 22A will kind of go into where the payroll changes are. So we did adjust the GM salary for 10 months at a different salary than we had budgeted for. So you have a small increase there of $5,400. Field workers, the field worker salary came in higher than we had budgeted. We had budgeted the very lowest step, so we adjusted that. So that's an additional $4,500 on row 23A. 24R is healthcare is decreasing by $9,000. Is because when we budget, we don't know who's going to come in and what type of healthcare they're going to need. And the field worker position was vacant, so we budgeted the very highest, like a family and the highest. And so it's much less than what we had anticipated. So that's why you're seeing a decrease, which is helpful. And then payroll taxes on 25A went up by $700. That's just a function of increased salaries. Any questions on the payroll changes? Okay. Going down to, I think next is 32A. We added $40,000 to, that was one of the first things that Michael said to me, is I need more budget for my line repairs. Before he even said hi, it's already there. We're at 99% of budget already, so we added $40,000 to that budget. That was easy enough to do because on 35R, if you down, we just took $40,000 from the engineering, which is coming in much lower, as well as most of the engineering is getting paid by the grants. So that's very helpful. So that's kind of a wash. And then on row 57A, very small adjustment of $400 for the website, but it's a known quantity now, so we just did it since we do know that there's an adjustment there. In row 64R, we reduced vehicle fuel by 25%. I can tell that that's a hot button for everybody.
Yeah, going up. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And so through the through September, I think we're at 1,200. So it's probably going to come in even lower than that. But we just took 25%. So the net effect, if you look at row 82, is we had budgeted for a net loss or a drawdown on reserves of $90,000 for the year. The drawdown now is only $31,000. So it's a positive, even though it's a negative,
right.
That makes sense. It's less of a negative than it was.
$60,000 positive.
Yes, exactly. Happy to answer any questions. I think this is probably pretty straightforward. But if you want to look at anything else, I'm happy to as well.
I'm good. I think you're a fabulous job.
Thank you.
I agree. And we are.
Yes, we already did it. All right.
Anybody else? Okay. Do we have a motion to approve this? Or
I make a motion to approve the 22-23 budget.
Oh, I was just saying amended budget.
Huh?
I just said amended budget.
Amended budget.
I'll second that.
Motion to approve the 22-23 amended budget made by Director Tincher and second by Director Moore. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Moore?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Workle?
Aye. Okay, moving on. Next discussion action is customer concern, Peach Street. Victoria Burke.
Thank you,
Sydney.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Have a wonderful day.
Either way, if you want to talk there, you want to talk here, either way.
It's a little bit easier because we have somebody on the line, though, right here. So they can hear you better over here. It's all yours.
Thank you, Cindy.
Bye, Cindy.
Bye, Cindy.
Bye, guys.
Hi, so what would you guys like to know? My bill dropped by $400 in 1 month after I was told I had a leak possibly. I watched him check the meter this time, and my bill is magically down by $400. So there never was a leak. That's how I can prove it. Now, no work was done, nothing changed on my property. it simply magically went from $460 down to $40. If you want, just so in the expediency of time, I do have both videos from the prior month when he did not read it, where he just drove past it, and then I have the new video where he did read it, but because I was watching him, he walked up to my fence, stapled it in front of me, which is also on video, and said, take that for the end of your video. So I don't really appreciate whoever told him I was the one with the Ring camera. But I said, so you know I'm the one recording you. He said, yes, and I read your meter all the time. This is all on a Ring video, too.
Right.
Got very rude with me. I was standing right there and held my hand out for this. He stapled it and got very rude. And I said, you're now arguing with me on the video that you know I'm recording you on. So he knew I was the one recording him. He made a big show about reading my meter, was parked in front of my house for like 5 minutes. So
he was required to. He was required to hang that door tag to you, let you know he was there.
I'm the only one that got one.
That's right, because you're the only one that's made this statement.
So that's typically when somebody's requested.
So they're allowed to act like that?
I don't know how
when they're looking, when they're monitoring a meter, they do put those out for people who have made complaints.
Well, here's the new bill. Showing that it went from here down to here. So.
Yeah.
You can copy it if
yeah,
you
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I'll copy it at the office. And I do have your entire billing history and your reading history.
I brought it with my last one with me as well. But you were the one that said I had a leak.
I didn't say you had a leak.
And you said it also because I can't get caught up on my bills. So on that note, I did speak to over 100 people. On Elm, Maxine, Adele, Lois, Ida, Peach, Plum, Eucalyptus, Esperanza, Ella, Risa, Date, Broadway, Manzanilla, Marina, Mission, Almond, Dolores, and Carmen. There are 63 people who had a bill over $300. No one's got a leak. 31 people with over $400 on 4 people over $1,000. There are 2 people on my street that are also sharing a meter, and their bill comes to $900 every month, and they don't know who's using what.
They shouldn't be sharing any meters.
I said I would bring it up.
There's not a water purveyor.
I said I would bring it up. So they're down at the end of my street. The name on the bill is Hannah. I can point out the house, but you can't even find the meter. And then my post got taken down off Facebook, which is fine. That doesn't bother me, but I had multiple people through private messages let me know they can't even find their meter. It's buried under so much dirt, and people have seen their meters not read as well, and I have 2 other people with Ring cameras that can email you videos also.
But if you're not thinking that we're reading the meter and you get your bill, just contact us, and me and a serviceman will come out there and read your meter.
I brought this up last year. Should be on my file.
He's only been here for a month and one month and a third of a month.
Hard to get people to care, but also.
But it's our procedure. So anybody, like when you get your bill and you don't agree with it,
mm-hmm.
call me, and I'll come out and I'll do a high bill investigation.
Okay.
Don't wait till you get a door tag because you have a high bill. That's not our protocol.
But I did contact here, here, and here.
Well, that's why we came out and read the meter when we read the meter. And
but it took till this one after I already dumped almost $900. So if it's as simple as me contacting, that didn't work for 3 months.
I wasn't here.
Yeah, he wasn't here.
All I have is your billing history right here. And, I mean, I'm not going to discuss it in front of people. I mean, I can meet with you in private. We can go over.
I know what's on there.
Okay. All right.
I can see it for myself. I look at my bills.
But in the future.
There's other people here that
hear
your information.
Yeah. But in the future, like when you open your bill and you don't agree with it and you think it's extremely high,
call the office and I will do a high bill investigation.
Moving forward.
At that time, yes.
My concern is I still have a balance of $400 from this last month right here. I don't have a problem paying my new bill of $44.50. I can guarantee you I use that.
And I believe that she did make payment arrangements with you.
No, she did not.
We'll make payment arrangements on that.
Okay. That's all I have for you on that. If you want the videos at the addresses, that's fine.
In the future, going forward, if the minute you open your bill and you don't agree with it, because we need to catch it as soon as possible.
I don't expect it to happen again. That'd be crazy, right?
Well, if it does.
Well, okay, we just brought in a new change of the guard, right?
That's why I said I don't expect it to happen again, right? So that'd be crazy.
Have you seen the Ring footage? I would like to see. I know I tried to get some Ring footage of... I think it was Sierra Martin had it, and her ring didn't keep it for after 30 days. So I wasn't able to see it. But if we can, this has been a constant complaint from previous.
Do you want the one from September?
I don't know the date. If we know the date that it was.
September 21st.
Or the last meeting?
No, you mean August 21st?
The last meeting was.
No, I even have September 21st where he didn't stop and check the meter. But I have him also from the 12th where he did get out. So I have both, and I can show you the difference between the two. I mean, it doesn't bother me.
Does it have all the times I drove by on there?
Sure, it does. It goes off every time the wind blows, practically.
Yeah, the 20th.
Really annoying, actually. I must get like a. I had one on my computer from August and July, but I don't keep them on my phone that long because they're in a memory card.
I'm interested to see the one where you handed her the tag. September 21st wouldn't
happen when you're reading. To see the one where you handed her the tag.
The one that you have in your hands, the one that he handed you the tag?
Yes.
That's the one I'd like to
see. Okay. Do we have Bluetooth capabilities or anything? Is it attached to the projector at all?
I don't think. That computer is the only one that can connect, and it's really old and really slow, so I don't know how we would do that.
It's in two parts because I had to manually record because my motion one only goes off and takes 15-second snaps at a time. Yeah, there's a speaker on there. You can just hit the speaker button, and it probably just going to hear my dog.
Just listen to him driving now. That's not him talking.
Is that the whole thing? That one should be like a minute and something long.
Only a few seconds long.
You know, I have one that projects movies on the side of my house for my kids. For a couple other things, and you know, I just don't want to be here all day either.
We have to go over though. Yeah.
Okay. While you're doing that, I'll be over here.
No, we have to. We're still.
We
have
to finish it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. We have laws that
we
can follow. All that stuff. So I'm wondering if she can get that information. I don't know. If that's something you want to see. I'd like to see it.
Yeah. Maybe she could email it to you.
Yeah. If you want to email it to me.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you want to do that later, that's fine. Yeah. Was there any other concerns that you were having?
No. It seems to have fixed itself.
If we actually have videos, I'm not doing it because everybody complains about that. I'd like to see that.
Right.
This is a minute and 19 seconds long. This is where he's been at my house for like
how
ever.
Do you have a speaker? Thank you.
Oh, he could do that all day long. I don't want to hear more.
Do you know who it was in the other meter?
He's an older man, white hair, beard, sunglasses, drives that truck. Yeah. That truck with the toolbox on the back.
Did you get
it? One of them. What? Filtering through like nine of them.
I can't hear him.
Mm-mm. What's your email? I can send them to you. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that was talking about.
And then it goes on to like, it's like three pieces.
Well, you did hear in the general manager's report, he is going to have, there's going to be now timestamps of actually the time that they're reading the meters, and they're going to actually enter it there, so it's going to reduce human error actually two times fold.
That would help.
So IT's working on it. We just got the new program. This was the first month, and then they're going to have a timestamp whenever it's available. So it's coming in the future.
That helps with ring cameras, too.
Yeah,
because we didn't read the meter, check your ring camera.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't have anything.
Did you have anything else to say?
No.
Like I said, in the future, when you get a bill and you don't agree with it, just give us a call and we'll come down and investigate.
Okay.
And please come in
again,
Warden. Pardon me?
He is a man of support. He's been doing amazing since he's been here.
Thank you. My bill's already down for $400, so I'd say you're doing a great job. Saves me money.
Okay. No action on this. Next up is discussion action trunk or treat. Request to use Cabazon Water District parking lot by Victoria Burke.
Still me. I wasn't aware we weren't having one this year, so I decided to try and have one this year. Diana was nice enough to advise me that I had to get permission from you guys first to use the parking lot for the purposes of the trunk or treat, just to use the... Right over here, like in the water, like right over here. Where am I pointing? Right over here. Right over there. Probably just the parking spots right here from here to closer to the bin. I have like a head count. I have 21 people who said that they would participate with their vehicle and candy. I don't want to put all my stock in that because I expect if I'm lucky I'll get half of those. But that would still be a good amount of, you know, parking spots I would need. I'm personally bringing two cars, so that there's two stops for the kids. I already got Roxia and Dorothy at the library to donate like 200 kids' books. So there'll be a table where the kids can also get a free book as they're participating in it. I also got a friend of mine to donate his services as a taco cart. When you come in, you'll get like, you know, this little admit one, whatever, tickets. I mean, they're not fancy tacos or anything, but it's like steak or chicken, and you get a free taco when you turn in your little ticket. So you kind of get a meal and a book. And then the general manager of Starbucks is interested in getting involved, too, but she needs a date from me first.
Do you have a date? Or?
I have three tentative. I had to check every other trunk or treat around so we didn't clash with anyone so that we could maximize how many people come here. 27th, 28th, and 30th. So one of those days, whatever you guys, I'm not too particular. Probably more towards the evening so that the kids can actually be, like, in costume and not sweating bullets just in case it's warm that day.
30th is a Sunday.
30th is a Sunday.
So if we do that at night, if you do it that at night.
I'm just asking because the community...
I don't want to do it too late either because kids have school and stuff like that. I was thinking something simple from, like, 5 to 7.
Well, the community center is having a harvest, their harvest festival on the 27th from 4 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. And I just found this out a few days ago. That's on the 27th. Maybe, just maybe, you can start at 6:30 or 6, and
when they're coming out,
yeah, and maybe even talk to Dina at the community center and set up a little bit closer to the community center.
Okay.
And people can have two for one.
That would be nice.
And
okay. And that's on the 27th?
And that's on the 27th.
People can set up their cars where
they're... I'll send you the flyer.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't checked in like a week, but those were the dates when I checked all the local other ones that were going on around, just so we could avoid doing it at the same time as...
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why does this keep breaking? Would 6:30 just to like 8 be acceptable? I don't want to make it too long because it's a school night.
Well, no, what I'm thinking is they shut down their party at 6. So we might actually help bring the people out if it started at 6.
6 or 6:30?
Probably
Because otherwise people are going to be going to hang out with their kids
right
in the dark for half an hour.
No. I would hope not. It's weird. So it's like 6 to 7:30?
Usually an hour is good. Usually an hour is good.
Well, there's six
otherwise,
to
they're going to have the same repeat kids over and over.
Well, that's the purpose of the ticket, too. You can only get one taco.
No, yeah, I'm talking about for the candy. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There was 1 year we had kids that went through like 10 times.
There's not enough kids.
You know, there's other people from the cars going through to get more candy from everybody
no,
else's car.
We have hundreds of kids in line.
Well, we kind of had a taco out for like 300 people.
Okay.
I thought that would be a feasible number without going crazy. You know, simple little tacos. Does that sound okay? I kind of just took it and started running with it. I have kids, and they get bored.
I do know this is something that the water district used to participate in as well. I don't know if that... Yeah, we usually did a donation for candy, and then... They would host as well. They would host like a car and a truck. And don't we have a water costume somewhere?
We do somewhere.
Yeah.
A water
drop. Don't you remember Carrie used to be like
yeah,
the water drop?
Yeah.
The Cabazon water drop? Yeah.
Is that really a thing? Who would wear it?
Did you make that happen?
Ellen?
Oh, sure.
Michael?
Dave will wear it.
If anyone wants to volunteer.
Yeah.
I'd love for someone to volunteer to be a giant drop of water.
I volunteer, Diana.
Diana has a lot going on that week. That's why Diana's not doing it.
Do we know? Have you seen the costume? We might
Thank
have
you.
We might have to ask for you better for the
Ellie wore the costume. I haven't seen it in like 5 years.
I haven't seen it since Carrie was doing it.
Yeah.
Maybe Carrie.
Maybe long.
Okay, then I volunteer, Mickey.
I think our at-large should dress up like the water drop, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Or our new board member's husband.
Shower, it can be water.
Well, I'd love to have a water drop and a water-sponsored car and a whatever, because I'm trying to pull as many people as I can to get involved. So I don't know what Starbucks is going to be doing. She just said she wanted to get involved and maybe sponsor a car and see what else that they might be able to do. So I don't have that information right now. She wanted a date first. That's all I have on that one.
I don't know if I'm going to be free at that time.
I'm not available that week. That's why I'm not able to.
That's why I'm doing it instead of Diana.
I'll talk to my wife. Maybe my wife will be involved.
And I would like
to
think I've already
can be as well.
I think I already said that I do a car, so yeah.
Yeah. We
can
probably do that, too.
Sorry, I can't help. I'll be in Cleveland.
Well, when I have the date and the time, and I have a flyer that I made up on the computer. I'll just adjust it and plug in the new information, and I'll put it up online so that it bumps up against the Harvest Festival, and I'll just ask people to message me so that I can give them the information and what time, you know, to arrive with your car and get it set up for the kids and everything like that.
You're going to do it for an hour, an hour and a half?
An hour.
Yeah.
Much more.
If we're butting up against the Harvest Festival, there's going to be some tired kids, and then there's school, and my kids aren't exactly a dream when they're tired.
I had to have mine for all my donations. I think we are, unless somebody from here does it.
And if somebody, what we would do was we had Calvin, when we didn't have the 501c3,
Calvin
would sit out there and we donated money to Calvin
okay.
to
yeah. Back when I was doing it, you had to have a 501c3 for tax purposes in order for the water company to legally donate.
Okay.
So what can happen is we can try to find somebody who will be available from here to hand out the candy, and if so, they can come with their candy, so that would be a donation that way.
Okay. I can also see how difficult it is to fill out a 501c3.
It's pretty new. I don't know
it's actually gotten very easy.
Is that able to do within
but
2 weeks, though?
No. You wouldn't
no?
be able to do it within 2 weeks.
Okay.
Well, then next year.
I wouldn't be available to that day to do it.
I don't know how we would do it. She loves the kids.
Well, do we want to see if any of the staff want to do it and then go off that if the staff does want to do it? I mean, I'm planning to be there already. I wasn't going to be representing the water district. I can.
Find a hat for you.
Or yeah,
I have a hat. You like you did when you were running and had that water bottle with your name on it.
I did. I was running for water. Dressed up like a 70s runner. Anyway, okay. I got pitches. And I lost. Anyways, okay.
That one you lost?
Do we have a motion or no?
For the...
Does that mean parking lot? Yeah,
we're going to use the camera. We were talking about her possibly going closer to the community. Well, maybe not because people are going to be parked over there, so it would be the...
That's my concern. I still want to move forward with permission over here because with people parking over there, that fills up very quickly.
I also have a suggestion, cones, traffic cones, if you have any.
If you have anybody that can join.
I have a few in my yard.
You want traffic cones, trust me, you want to say that.
We have to block it off for the Harvest Festival, but they can't park over here.
Right, otherwise people will just drive through.
I make a motion to accept the request by Victoria Burke for a trunk or treat in our parking lot, Amazon Water District parking lot.
I second it.
Any other board members want to come stand with me?
I will be here.
Okay.
Okay. If my plans fall through, then I will.
Okay.
It's a motion to accept the request by Victoria Burke to use the Cabazon Water District parking lot for trunk or treat on October 27th, or are we not putting that? October 27th at 6 p.m., made by Director Davis and seconded by Director Tincher. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director
Workle.
Don't
go nowhere.
Okay, so we're not doing candy donation, right?
We can't without the 501c3.
We can direct them to stand out there with candy.
Only personally.
I mean, we can, if you're going to be there, then we can do that, yes.
We'll see if I can be there, yeah.
Should we make a motion for that? Do we need to make a motion for that?
Well, I'm saying depending on how many kids show up, I don't know how much candy I was going to
be. Well, and I've already personally told
Taffy told me she would.
I'll go to Sam's Club and donate candy.
And I'm going to donate some on my own, too, just to have extra. I'm going to have mine that I'm handing out at my cars, and then I'm going to have a few extra bags, too, in case someone's able to be present but doesn't necessarily have the funds or anything to do the candy, so I can sponsor like another car or two.
I'll bring candy.
Thank you, Terry.
Okay, next discussion action item is Little Free Library proposal to install community access item in front of the Cabazon Water District office by Victoria Burke.
Sorry, it's still me. I'm actually trying to do three. One here, one on Elm and Lois, and one in Whitewater. We're the only community between here. So they go all the way from Redlands, Yucaipa, Banning, Beaumont, Cherry Valley, and they pick back up over in Desert Hot Springs, Indio, Palm Springs, and then right here with us in Cabazon Whitewater. We don't have that, and our library has very limited hours, and some kids have very limited access to things like that. If their parents work, there's not really a lot of buses. So a Little Free Library, you register it on littlefreelibrary.org. They are chartered. They do get registered and listed on the website. They do have to be maintained. You can apply for scholarships for them to supply you with building materials. I've already applied for one for the one on Elm and Lois. I ideally would like to see one. I know it's very close and adjunct to the current library that we have, but next to the Green Dinosaur, which kind of is an attraction for the kids, maybe after hours, a location where some of the latchkey kids or... You know, on the weekends, if you're outside of library hours, kids could come, and it's a give-and-take type thing. I would be the one maintaining it. I know what forms you guys need to have it built on city property. I can help get those filled out to Little Free Library. I'm going to have one probably put under my boyfriend's name because I don't think I can do more than one scholarship under mine.
City property or is it a county property?
County of Riverside. I have to go to county too, but I also need approval to have it on the city water district property because it will technically be, so there's the easement, there's, you know, county parking lot and everything, but right where the property is, where the dinosaur and everything is, that's technically I need to have your approval as well.
I'm gonna reach out to somebody in the audience right now.
Yeah, because
Mickey, like, is that us? Like,
I don't believe that's
our county. Are you entering the county?
So it's
that's the man you're gonna want to speak to, right there.
Could the county of Riverside turn me right back around?
He is County of Riverside.
Oh, thank you. I need one of you.
Yeah. She said, I need one of you.
Everybody needs a
Mickey. No, no, no. Mickey, Vicky would like to talk to you about Little Free Library. That's all I have. Then I can move away from the table.
No action on that one.
Okay. That's it.
Thank you.
Next up for discussion action is Unit 004, 2016 Ford Fiesta use for meter reading. Alan, I think you brought this one up, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I was wondering why don't we use it.
We do use it.
We have three employees that read meters, so only one of them can use that.
Plus, it has to be used in a safe area because there's a letter that was written in 2020 because of rough and hazardous terrains.
The truck gets stuck or the car gets stuck in the sand, and we got to send the 4x4 to pull it out. So it's we got three guys to read meters on the same day, so one of them does use the car.
Okay. Yeah, that was the original purpose of us buying that car, was to read the meters.
Right,
yeah.
But this letter was written in, there's three pages, and I don't know if you guys read this.
I can actually attest to the car being stuck.
It's almost over.
Get an issue with that.
Why would somebody drive it where the sand is anyways? What, you know, I mean, come on, common sense.
Well, you gotta get off the road.
If it's being...
We'll call the truck. Call somebody else with a truck. That's all you gotta do.
Do what?
Call somebody with a truck instead of using their little car to go through the sand.
The majority of our tenants can be reached by that car, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
And then use the truck for the special one.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen a car out there once. I'm sorry, but I've been living here for 15 or so years.
Clay. Okay. Well, that gets into day-to-day operations, but that was the intention of us buying that truck was because, or the car, was because they were only using the trucks to check meters to start
right.
stuff.
And
start,
the other
stop,
thing
start,
too
stop.
Is when you go around to read meters, half the meter boxes are filled with sand because of the gophers, so now you need all your tools and accessories to clean them out. It's kind of hard to haul it around in the car if you're going to make repairs. So that's why the truck's more practical. But because we have three employees, one of them using the car.
Good.
And they were not using it for a long time, so that's good to hear.
Okay.
Get on, Mike. Get on. You're doing a great job, Mike.
Thank you.
Okay. No action on that one. Next up is old business. Nothing for old business. My favorite section, public comment.
Oh, Mickey does have anything to say.
I didn't fill out a card. I didn't know if... Is that all right?
I just set them out, but I don't really know how they
work. We haven't had the cards in so long that nobody knows they're there right now. We have to get back into use
them. I'll bring one up and I'll leave it filled out.
You don't have to fill it out.
Come on.
I didn't know that she had printed them up.
I found them in the closet.
I like these. They're good. They are good reference. Mickey Valdivia, San Antonio Pass Water Agency. Good evening, everybody. I'm here with my colleague, Mr. Robert Ibarra. Robert and I, there are five district seats and two at-large. Robert and I are both the at-large seats, so we are a slither of Whitewater all the way to Kala Mesa. So, and I think Ron Duncan's on the line, and he represents your particular district. So, hello, Ron. How are you?
Good.
Oh, good. There he is. Anyways, just wanted to start with introductions. I haven't had the pleasure of meeting you yet. Very nice to meet you finally in person, and welcome. It sounds like you're doing a wonderful job. Keep up the good work. So, Lance and I spoke about some small systems grant stuff. He said that he's finally had the opportunity to meet with you and look forward to maybe that coming to fruition for you guys. We did the same thing with Banning Mutual Heights not long ago. They got, about a $3 million grant. So we're hoping to be able to team up and maybe be able to get you guys some of the same assistance and kind of keep everything rolling, okay? So that would be...
You're meeting with Lance on Thursday.
Okay. Wanted to give you an update on the Backbone Pipeline proposal, because that's what it is. We're still in the process where it's in the engineering phase right now, so we're looking for the best paths to potentially come east. As you guys know, it ends basically in Cherry Valley, and it's at Orchard and Noble, I think it is. So there's a couple of our alternatives that we've been looking at, but we're still very much in the engineering phases. So as far as it being funded, it's not funded. That's something that we would look heavily for grants. However, this is just my opinion. I feel like we have the political will now. We really do. The reason I say that is we actually went west. Beaumont, we have assets over the Beaumont Basin, and we went west here recently, and we bought some property in Calamasa. We got really, really lucky that there was an abandoned 16-inch pipeline not far from a turnout off of the State Water Project. So there's no easements, there's no pipe to put in, there's nothing like that. We got really lucky, and it's actually right next to the Ford Street Park there in Calamasa. So we bought just over about 6 acres of land, and we're in the process of working in concert with South Mesa Water Company, City of Calamasa, to do maybe some additional parkland and recharge there. So I think that's relevant because finally we are expanding the footprint of the Pass Water Agency. And you all know how myself, Robert, Ron Duncan as well feel about extending that pipeline to Banning. So there's got to be a customer at the end of the line. And I've heard people in public say, well, there's no customer. And I adamantly disagree with that. Banning didn't build houses for years. I think for over about a 15-year period, they had maybe 6 or 7. It was definitely less than 10 building permits. And now with the Atwell project, with the Rancho San Gregorio, I even saw homes. I went up to up the hill today, and when I was coming down by the Larry Smith, they're building about 10 houses over there. So there's a demand. You guys all know there's a demand. And so I think we have the political will once we get to that point, once we find an actual path. But right now it's a proposal. There's not a project for sure. It still has to be something that's supported by our board. But, you know, I'm in your corner. I know I'm not going to speak for Ron, but I really feel like everything I've seen from Ron Duncan, he feels the same way. And I do feel comfortable speaking for Robert Ibarra there in the back of the room who's nodding his head. It's a 7-member board, okay? So the magic number is 4. So I'll continue to kind of keep you guys updated occasionally, myself, Robert, or Ron. It's been a while since I've been here. It's been probably about 8 months or so. So just wanted to kind of give you guys an update on that, on the grants as well, and make introductions. So I'm going to leave my card. My cell number's on there. They all have my cell anyway, so if you really had to get a hold of me, but formally I wanted to give you all my information. And yeah, free service. So on the Riverside County side, I know today, so switching hats really quick, today we ratified the final agreement that came through to us, so we sent you guys over a draft. Evelyn, thank you so much for all your work. I know you were wearing a bunch of hats and stuff like that. And I know you're kind of walking into some of this stuff, Michael, but it was ratified today by the board, so I believe it's a reimbursement grant, and I think we have something in place to make that happen. Robert Ibarra, I don't know if any of you guys went to the State of the City for Banning last week. Robert Ibarra has a very unique relationship with Fiona Ma. Fiona Ma is a state treasurer for California, and she spoke at the Banning State of the City. We have some unique access to very, very low interest loans from the state of California where some of them might be able to be forgiven. So we will be bringing Robert Ibarra to the table to talk to you about some infrastructure stuff. My hat in the county of Riverside is I have the land use portfolio. So I deal with all the developers. And over, I can say, about the last year, I've seen some real, real interest and significant development interest here in Cabazon. So it's coming. So we, and I say we because I feel like we're a team, collectively, we have to get ready. We have to get ready for some serious proposals. I was with Mary and Ashley before I came over with Jeff, and Jeff's in his fourth year already. And honestly, there wasn't a lot of interest. There was conceptual stuff, but when you finally sit down in my business with an entire team and they bring in their engineering firm, they bring in their PR firm, they bring in the ownership, and you sit in a room like this, you know people are serious, and I'm starting to see that more and more for Cabazon Project. So it's exciting because when development comes, it's up to them to put the infrastructure in, as you said earlier about Victor Diaz. So it's coming, so we all got to get ready. The last thing I'll say is I did also meet with Victor because a part of his project is the will serve letter that you guys provide, but the majority of it actually gets submitted to the County of Riverside. You guys are a very critical piece of it, so I meet with him as well. I've met with him, I think, one additional time now. His proposal, he's very excited about it, but it's unique. Typically, when I meet with somebody like Victor where they say they have 792 units, it's an owner that owns all of it or it's a corporation. His is different, right? So I'm helping him as much as I can through a very complicated process. He is likely going to put what's called a PAR application in, a pre-application review, and it's kind of like a bird's eye view of the project before he spends a lot of money moving forward, just to kind of see how fire department feels about it, building and safety, planning, transportation, flood control, this and that. So I'm helping him through the process. He has my cell as well. I think we got another meeting set up here very, very soon. But I know that he comes to the meetings as well, and we'll do our best to help him along the way. But typically, a lot of that infrastructure is really put in through the developer. So, anyways, I'll leave you my cards. Welcome. You're in wonderful hands. I've been working with these folks for a long time. We got our community cleanup coming on the 29th. We should get flyers, I'd say, probably by tomorrow because we know if we put them out too early, too many people show up. Put them out too late, nobody shows up. So I'm hoping our timing is right on the mark. So that being said.
I have a question.
Yes.
Pipeline coming through? Are you saying something about getting money for it or something or what? Or?
Well, I mean, we don't want to pay for it through the regular tax base. Our hope is that we'll be able to get a grant-funded project where at least 90% of it is paid for through grants. Lance,
all the money that everybody's been paying to it all these years for 57
years. Yeah, for 57 and a half years.
Yeah, I just got three new property tax bills in the mail.
Yeah.
It's
a very good point, Mr. Davis. It's a very good point, and that's one of the major justifications that I see for us continuing moving forward is because y'all have been paying for it for a very long time and have not received the infrastructural piece. However, why pay for it out of our general fund when 90% of it can be paid for through grants? That's our whole point. We'll probably be working with Fiona Ma on potentially going after that, but we're just simply not there yet. We're still doing if we're spending money on the exploratory piece, which we are with Webb and Associates, it means we're serious. Be different if we were just talking about it, but we're spending what's called the soft costs on it right now. That is out of our pocket. Technically your guys' pocket as well. And that's when you know somebody's serious about it, right? And we are. However, I can't speak collectively for the board. It's not a formal project that's come forward just yet, but it takes time. The development process, as you know, takes time.
Thank you. You're going to try and put the pipeline in when they put the road there, or what?
Oh, no, I'm going to have to stop the discussion.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
It's a little detailed, yeah. It's premature.
No, just because it's just public comment, so.
Yeah.
Mickey, you got to get on the agenda. You need to give us a week notice so she can be on the agenda.
Yeah, no, you know me. I could talk for a long time. So thank you for the opportunity. I was just answering the question.
You were able to break it off into different hats.
That's exactly how I justified in my head. You've got four different hats. And, yeah.
That's okay. I'm going to leave you my stuff, if I may, and appreciate the time.
Thank you.
As always. All right. And I'll fill with that and I'll leave it.
Any other public comments? Ron? Robert? Okay.
I'm muted.
No, you're not muted. We can hear you, Ron.
Oh, good. I thought I was muted. I tried to answer Mickey, but didn't get an answer back. I'd just like to say welcome to the new general manager. Welcome
you,
aboard, and good to have you. Yes.
All right.
And I want to echo what Mickey says. This has been a long time coming. I've been on the board for a number of years and glad to see that we are finally making progress on what we call the backbone pipeline. Good things are coming your direction. And the whole board is excited about seeing this project move forward. There's not one dissenting member, so we will we'll keep you updated as time goes on. The housing project that Mickey was referring to at the bottom of 243 on the Banning side. That's 13 one-half-acre homes. They're going to be moderately priced. I spoke with the builder representative yesterday. And just for a point of information, there is already a waiting list, but if any of you want to get on that waiting list to move to Banning, we'd love to have you over there. So, and that's probably enough for me to say today. Mickey did a good job. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Ron. Okay, future agenda items? Good night, all. Good night. Thank you, guys. Bye, boss.
Good meeting you.
Any board members have any future agenda items? Do you need a number? Okay. I want to ask if, because the CAC is not moving forward very fast, if we should continue doing the meetings as of right now, maybe add that to the agenda. It's not going to be every month, though. Yeah, he's trying to do it every other month or tri-monthly, but I believe it's a waste of funds to keep going every month when nothing's moving forward. Maybe our board members should only go every 3 to 4 months until things start moving forward.
Talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good hard facts, and it's going to take money
going
forward.
It's a good thing, yeah, but I mean, it's a waste of money for us to.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. An avenue for funding.
Right.
Yeah.
Management comments?
Not at this time.
The only thing I could say is maybe an update on the Bonita Vault, but that's in the engineering sands right now.
And board member comments?
I got a comment. What put these fences around these properties out there out front? You know anything about them?
What is it?
A fence.
A temp fence across the street.
Temporary fences across the street and down the street.
That's where the one that just ran away now. But they're I have heard they're doing.
That's part of the housing that they were talking about over there.
Yeah.
They got an air end right over here, huh?
Yeah.
They probably don't want people parking anything on
it. It only goes partway down Carmen.
Yeah. I felt like maybe the landowners were like, don't anybody squat here since they're going everywhere else.
They're squatting everywhere. I was just wondering what those fences, what they were planning. You said we got some.
I'd like to propose a little break on these meetings.
We're almost done.
We got some new companies coming in or something, or what's going on? What's this, Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A is the old Cadley's. The green.
Okay, so those are going to move in here?
That store, and that right next to the, what was it, the 50s restaurant?
Yeah, Ruby's.
Right on the back side of Ruby's, that green building,
uh-huh.
That's the new Chick-fil-A. Oh.
Denny's is where the old building is going to be.
They're going to build a building there?
They're going to try another Denny's there.
That's what I
know.
They
already
started
out as a Denny's. Okay. Any board member comments? Michael? I can't. Thank you so much. I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. My pleasure.
Best decision we made. So future board, board items. Next board meeting is going to be, when's the next board meeting?
Yeah, when is the next board meeting?
It's November 15th.
November 15th, 2022. Community Water Alliance.
Actually, that meeting got canceled, the Community Water System Alliance meeting. So the next one's going to be in 2023 sometime. They'll send out an invite. And you guys both got the email.
I got the email, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 23. Is that Collaborative Agencies meeting
canceled until 2023.
That one's canceled as well. Okay, Community Action Committee.
Until whenever.
Yeah. Oh, no, that was the Collaborative Agencies.
Oh, no, that's not.
Beaumont
Unified
School.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I thought she said Community Action.
Oh, man, Collaborative Agencies meeting at Beaumont Unified School District, November 2nd, 2022.
Where is that?
That will be you. That will be you and me.
Mm-hmm. Her?
Okay. Which
will be
her? I thought that would be a
Let me go over the other ones and I'll come back then. So let's see, Finance and Audit Workshop, November 15th at 5 o'clock p.m. Regular Water Board Meeting, November 15th, 2022 at 6 o'clock p.m. San Gregorio Pass Regional Water Alliance Meeting, Monday, January 23rd, 2023. Personnel Committee, TBD.
Collaborative Agencies is and Director Workle. Alternate Davis.
And then the is Morris and Brock, correct?
San Gregorio Pass?
The San Gregorio Pass Water Alliance, that one I think is Morris.
Yeah. Okay, so that's not
so
general.
Collaborative Agencies.
I made a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Seconded.
Motion to adjourn. 7 p.m. made by Director Morris, by Director Tincher. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Workle?
Aye.
Is
that your pen
for you?
No,
I'm not
here.
Okay, I need you.
Take care, everyone.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We had, like, all
Hope to see you next time. Sorry.
Goodbye.
Sorry I didn't make it in person tonight.